From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Kara Thomas.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson. And here are some of the stories we're following this week. Lodging tax revenues for the month of January have increased over December of 2009 numbers for all reporting tourism associations. Lutz and Tofte revenues for January are up about 8% from the previous month, Grand Marais revenues are up over 10%, and Gunflint Trail revenues for January are up about 50%. While lodging tax revenues are edging up, this January's numbers are down 10.6% from January of 2009.
Cook County's first round fiber optic stimulus grant application has not been selected for funding. The Broadband Initiative Group received notice about a week ago. According to Dana McKenzie, the county's information director, the group has been working on a plan for the next steps. Recommendations will be presented to the county board at their meeting next Tuesday. McKenzie said that a regional K-12 educational cooperative was funded in round one. That plan includes building a new fiber optic link into Cook County. She said this could mean better connections for local schools and government offices.
16 airports throughout Minnesota have been awarded over $5 million in federal grants to fund a number of maintenance and construction projects. Among the grants being awarded by the FAA is one to the Cook County Municipal Airport for $81,225 to design and rehabilitate an airplane parking apron. Another grant for $71,250 went to Silver Bay Municipal Airport to rehabilitate an apron and connecting taxiways. Transportation Chairman and Minnesota Representative Jim Oberstar, along with Senators Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken, announced the grants from the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Program. Other members of the Minnesota delegation involved in the announcement are Representatives Colin Peterson, Keith Ellison, and Tim Waltz. Representative Jim Oberstar said airports in rural Minnesota are an important part of our transportation system. They move people and products, creating new jobs and business opportunities. He added that the program ensures local airports are kept in good repair. The grant program is administered through the Department of Transportation.
Members of the Grand Marais Park Board met this week to begin strategic planning for 2010. The planning process will look at several capital improvements as well as funding strategies. According to Park Manager Dave Terstig, the Park Master Plan identified a number of improvements. Now the board needs to set priorities and do some more specific planning. The board will identify future seasonal site development, the sequence for phasing and utility upgrades to selected sites, and work on an improved community connection plan to enhance the park entrance. Planning for 2011 will include design for a new park office and the future of the municipal pool.
Minnesota's U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, along with five other Great Lakes senators, has introduced a bipartisan Great Lakes Environmental Protection Act. The bill will authorize additional resources for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The bill would also establish a Great Lakes Leadership Council and a Management Committee, a two-tiered advisory group to ensure effective collaboration of Great Lakes restoration and protection efforts. In commenting on her bill, Klobuchar said, quote, "The Great Lakes are a significant part of Minnesota's heritage, and this bill ensures that they will be protected for the future." She added that the bill will spur job creation and put the resources in place to restore the Great Lakes and protect them from the spread of the harmful Asian carp. The Great Lakes Environmental Protection Act would authorize funding for the Great Lakes Legacy Program. The Legacy Program was first authorized in 2002 and has been successful at removing contaminated sediment from areas that have been severely degraded by pollution. Klobuchar was joined by Great Lakes senators, including Al Franken. An identical bill was introduced in the House of Representatives, authored by Michigan Congressmen Vern Ellers and John Dingell.
WTIP's first Thursday Community Conversations program took a close look at the financial situation and future of the Cook County Independent School District 166. Superintendent Beth Schwarz, Parent and Academic Committee member Jeff Kern, and School Board Chair Bill Huggins were in the studio to talk about the issues and take questions from the community. The conversation was recorded and is available online at WTIP.org. Use the news drop-down menu at the top of the website, scroll down, and click on First Thursday Community Conversations. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Jay Anderson.